Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Happy Valentine's Day. The New York Times is out with a story on President Trump's lawyer paying $130,000 out of his own pocket to Stormy Daniels. Michael Cohen said the president didn't know about the payment, and he said he was never reimbursed either. Scott Pruitt can't seem to get away from his Lux travel problems. Emily Holden reports he has a blanket waiver for, wait for it, first-class travel. The EPA administrator's spokesman said it was due to security concerns, though he declined to say what agency determined Pruitt flying coach was a security risk. CBS also has a detailed story on taxpayers picking up the tab for Pruitt to fly round-trip business first class to Italy for meetings, costing at least $7,000.
The battle for Congress is raging. Burgess Everett reports that Senator Bob Corker is getting closer to considering a re-election bid. First in Playbook this morning, the Senate Leadership Fund is up with an attack ad. It's first in the midterm elections in a targeted race against Joe Manchin. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth talked about the midterms with Anna in her latest Women Rule podcast. Duckworth would not commit to Democrats retaking the Senate. Isaac Dover has the scoop on the surrogate Democrats don't want, Bill Clinton. He writes that as Democrats look to embrace the Me Too movement, lawmakers and candidates are saying privately, don't come to my state.
The AP has the story on Trump's sons causing problems in New York State. The issue? A hunting preserve they bought that has caused problems with locals over noise issues from guns. And we are on day 8 of Rob Portergate. Eliana Johnson has more details on how Porter is blaming his ex-wife's black eye on an accident. He told reporters that she fell after the two fought over a glass vase.
The drama continues for John Kelly. The Washington Post reports that Kelly does not have the confidence of some of his underlings. The New York Times reports that Porter kept his job even after top White House aides received a final FBI report. Countless Republicans have asked us why the White House doesn't simply fire someone, admit wrongdoing, and move on.
Burgess Everett is reporting that immigration prospects are looking dim, as Trump is readying to blame the Senate if it fails to move on DACA. But let's play this out a bit. If the Senate fails to pass an immigration bill this week, the focus will turn to the House. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise told his whips last night that they will canvass support for Representative Bob Goodlatte's immigration bill, legislation that doesn't stand a chance of passing the Senate. But the House will clear that, and Democrats will try to force Speaker Paul Ryan to put centrist legislation on the floor. The best bet at this point is a one-for-one trade, DACA protections for beefed-up border security. It's completely feasible, though, that nothing happens until summer. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.